Last week we had a chance to begin to lay out a lot of the core issues in Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, to talk about Iri, the Machlokas HaRishonim, and the middle position of Rabbeinu Baruch, that Iri is Mevashel Kedei Klipa, which is aligned with the simple meaning of the Sugyim Psachim, of Cham L'Toch Tzonein, that it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa, so that is so that's consistent with saying, taking a middle approach in terms of Iroi of a liquid. Iroi of a liquid onto something that is Mevashal Kedei Klipa. We spoke about some of the Lumdus behind, some of the Lamaisa behind Kli Rishon versus Kli Sheni. And there are two or three points that we want to talk about. Now, two or three additional points in the world of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. One is a question of ladles. Another is a question of davar gush, of solid items. And then maybe we'll touch briefly at the end, if you have time, we'll touch at least briefly on the end in terms of the discussion, see from Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, about liquid, the sugyan daf men beis amud al, but kos and ambati. So the first question, the question of a ladle. They have something to Kli Rishon, that's mevashel. So have something to Kli Sheni. We said in principle, Kli Sheni ain't a mevashel. That's the Gemara Mem and Beis. As we discussed last week, there are two zones of exception. One is the issue that the Magen Avraham raises based on Tosas Lamates of the Din D'Rabbanan of Mechzi Kimevashel. If it's a solid food, not a liquid, and it's not toppling, but it's a main food item, then there's Mechzi Kimevashel. Obviously, if it's not already cooked, it's going to be Mizbashel and Kli Rishon, and Midrabanan Mechzik Mevashel and Kli Sheni. That was one issue that the Magen Avraham had raised. There was the other issue, that was based on Tosas Lamates, the other issue of Kalei Habishel, that the Reim and the Taz had pressed on, and that was based on the Sugya, or the Havamina, of Membeis and Mebeis. In fact, the Gemara raised the possibility that Melech and Mizbashel, even B'Kli Sheni, sounds like Bishol Daraisa, that raises the possibility there may be foods out there, Lemaskana, perhaps not salt, at least not Maker Adin, but there could be other foods out there that are Kale HaBishol. So, but Lemasa, it does sometimes matter whether we're dealing with a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni. As we discussed last time, it matters even more in Yoredei than in Aruch Chaim. It matters even more when you're dealing with Blios and with Basar B'Chalav or Blios of Yisur and Taheter, because there's no issue of Mechzi Kemevashel. We Ramah assumes that not only is Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel, but Kli Sheni is Eino Mavliya as well. And the distinction again of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni will be relevant to Tavlin. Will be relevant when you're not dealing with the main food item. So the question is, how about a ladle? How about a ladle? So I ladle soup. I stick a ladle into the pot and then I pour it into the bowl. So what's the status of the soup when it's in the ladle? Is it a Kli Rishon or is it a Kli Sheni? Double and two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is when I pour from the ladle, am I pouring from a Kli Rishon or am I pouring from a Kli Sheni? Is that Iri Kli Rishon, which is Mevashel Kedei Klipa Mikradin, or is it Iri Kli Sheni? And then there's the other issue. Based on what we're saying, that we are off a Machmer Kli Sheni, Mechzi Kemevashel, Alpi Pashtos. Kalei Abishol should be an issue even a Kli Shlishi, but Alpi Pashtos Mechzi Kemevashel is not. So what's the story with the challah and the soup? If you think that the challah is a Kali Abishol, so then it l'chorah shouldn't matter whether it's a Kli Sheni or a Kli Shlishi. But that's what the Magen Avraham had said. Magen Avraham had said that when the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch Ramah of a discussion back in Siv Hei about the challah and the soup, should we be machmir in a Kli Rishon, should we be machmir in a Kli Sheni? The Magen Avraham had said, what's the issue? The issue is of whether or not we're concerned with Mechzik Mevashel. Alpi Pasha's Mechzik Mevashel is a problem with Kli Sheni, but not necessarily in Kli Shlishi. And according to Magen Avraham, the challah in the soup is not a kali abishal issue. We're not worried about it because the Yireim raised that, but the Magen Avraham seems to think we don't accept that Yireim. The Magen Avraham seems to say, as we discussed last time, we don't see kali abishal everywhere. The Mishnah Berurah is concerned about that, based on Taz, based on Yireim, that everything's besafik kali abishal. Magen Avraham seems to assume no. Right? I think we usually assume, our Rebbeim assume like the Magen Avraham, that you don't assume that everything is kali abishal. But there's a problem of mechzikim abishal. Mechzikim abishal is only klisheni, not a klishlishi. Now comes the problem. So, can I put my challah in my soup or not? When I pour if I pour onto the challah from the ladle, is that irikli sheni? And more importantly, once it lands in the soup bowl, is that a kli sheni or a kli shlishi? If I have a soup pot and then I have a tureen that I transfer all the soup into the tureen and I serve out of the tureen into bowls, so clearly the bowls are at most a kli shlishi. But if I just have a soup pot and I'm ladling with a ladle from the soup into the bowls, so what's the bowls? A bowl of klisheni, a bowl of klishlishi. So that's the third container in which the soup has been housed. The soup was in the pot, the soup was in a ladle, the soup was in the bowl. Or do you say, no, ladles don't have a status of a klisheni. So there's a lengthy, lengthy taz, not here. Here, there's a very brief taz. Here in our siman, in our chayim, siman shin yud ches, there's a very brief taz on a very brief si'if yud gimel. The main si'ifim, as we just began to discuss last week, the core of kli rishin kli sheni is in si'ifim tes yud and yud gimel. Yud gimel, part of the main action yud gimel is that you have this taz si'if kat yud tes. He says, take a look at what I wrote in the Yoredeya, the end of Siman Sadi Beis, where I explained at length that if you ladle, when you stick the ladle into the klirishon, I stick the ladle into the pot, the klirishon itself becomes a klirishon as well. And therefore, at least, l'chumra. And he says, after all, it's based on a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. Unzer sukya. Daf Mem Amud Beis, Tol B'Klisheni, V'Tein. He says, so that the Taz sends you, take a look in your day of Siman Sadi Beis, that Siman Sadi Beis is one of the longest, if not the longest Siman in Basar B'Chalav. It's at the core, at the center of the, I hate to say the meat and potatoes of Basar B'Chalav, at the center of the center of a lot of the Tam Ki Iker issue, the paradigmatic Basar B'Chalav issues of Tam Ki Iker and Chanan and so on and so forth, Siman Sadi Beis is the center. The very end of Siman Sadi Beis, mamash the end, as in the last Sivkatan is in the Taz of Sivkatan Lamed, and he discusses what he discusses about the Shulchan Aruch Siftas. And then he has a separate paragraph, a long, long paragraph. Rikotza Maharil. And the Maharil was open to saying, maybe the ladle's on a klisheni. Maybe it's a klirishon. Maharil says, it depends how long it stays in. If you live in it for a long time, it's going to get hot. It's a klirishon. If not, it's a klisheni. And the Taz goes to town. The Taz is Ma'arich. Many rayas that it is that the ladle is a kli rishon. Many rayas. He says, "Do you come from the language of the tour?" He points to the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Mem Aveis, which he references briefly in Aruch Chaim. He speaks at length here. Tol b'kli sheni v'tein, the bottom of Daf Mem. He says, you can put the oil in a klisheni. Take water in a klisheni, tol b'klisheni, and then put the oil into the klisheni. So the Taz says, you see that the water is only klisheni if you're putting the water into a klisheni. If you dip in, it doesn't have a status of klisheni. That gets very difficult. Then he goes back and forth. Maybe tol b'klisheni means take a cup, stick it into the pot, and adrava, maybe your ladle is the klisheni. So it starts being medayik from the language of Tol b'klisheni, it's already a klisheni right away. So that's probably what that part of the Taz is probably what irked aroused the ire of the Shach. The Shach wrote, the Shach and Taz are the two main Mefarshim in the Rashi and Tosis position of Yerideya. In Aruch Chaim we have the Taz and the Magen Avraham, Yerideya the Taz and the Shach. In addition to the Shach writing a freestanding writing commentary in the Shulchan Aruch, he also has Hasagas on the Taz, very cleverly called the Nekudas HaKesef. Because the Taz is Torei Zahav with a test, but that's a play on Torei Zahav in Shir HaShirim. And the Pasuk says, Torei Zahav Nasalach Im Nekudos HaKesef. So the Shach's attack on the Taz was Nekudos HaKesef. Every once in a while, he launches a zinger. So here he says, the Taz is so marich, I handle this 1, 2, 3. Take a look, I wrote later in Taruvus, here in Bar Simcha, the Simen Tzadi Beis. He says, look what I wrote later in Taruvus and Simen Kuf Zion, the end of Simen Kuf Zion, 1, 2, 3, I wrote that this is a problem, that it is a klirishon. He says he was very marach with Rayos Kalushos. I think when he agrees with the Taz's outcome, but doesn't, more or less, but doesn't like the way he was marach so much with his Rayos, with weak Rayos. It could be much of it is the way the Taz insists that the Gemara and Daf Mem, our Gemara, Shabbos Daf Mem, is a Raya. How do you know what he means? Does he mean pour the water into a cliche in here, or does he mean scoop it? He probably doesn't like the Taz's Rayas. The Taz goes on to then, and then he has more Rayas. He ultimately brings a Raya from Simon Kuf Zayin that the Shach brings as well. And then he says, well, at the very end, after all the handling back and forth, the Taz Misvara, Raya is here, Raya is there, Raya is from Dukin from Gemara's, Dukin from Torah. At the end he says, well, there is a Trumas Hadeshin, who says it's a cliche, that the Layla is a cliche. I disagree with him. And then the Taz says, at the end, by the way, it's a Tosis. The Fesha Tosis, take a look at the Tosis. There's it's Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel and Avodah Zarah. Lamed Gimel and Beis Gimel Maschal Kinsa. Tosis is there. It's interesting just in terms of keeping track of different areas of halacha, different fields in which Kli Rishon Kli Sheni is relevant. So we spoke about Shabbos and we spoke about creating Blios. There's also removing Blios in terms of Haga'olah. So there on Daf Lamed Gimel, they're talking about Tosis having discussion about how do you kasher wine barrels, sherry casks. How do you kasher wine barrels? The barrels are used for tray for wine. Now you want to use them for something kosher. So how do you kasher the wine barrels? So Tosfos, Rabbi Natan has his own approach. He thinks you can pour water in and splash it around. The Re, his nephew, is not happy. You have to pour directly. Iri Kli Rishon has to be a direct pour. The Rabbi Natan explains, Tosfos explains, Rabbi Natan thinks you don't really need Iri Kli Rishon because it was only bolea cold. The wine barrels, you didn't heat the wine in the barrels. It was just kavash kemavushal. It was just because it soaked there cold for so long. So the other Thomas thinks, you don't need any reclamation. The Rishon says you do. And then there's a further debate. Well, if you're going to do Iri Kli Rishon, so what does it mean to do Iri Kli Rishon? So does that mean boil a pot of water and then very carefully hold the pot and tip it? And make sure that you gradually pour in every single spot in the barrel. So that's one approach. At the end, again, this is Lamagimel Beza Avodazara, Tosas Diamas Al Kinsa. Near the end, the Re says, again, he would really be much happier if you would directly kosher everything, not that you pour in some water and then just splash it around. You should directly pour in every single piece of wood. And then Tosis says, the Re was Masupuk, how about if you have a safer, simpler approach? Instead of pouring with a pot, how about if I stick in a pan into the pot and pour with that? The Re was Masupuk, whether that's a Kli Rishon or not. V'etola ha'davar lahachmir. And he said, you cannot, Ostabahan lahagil, so you cannot, essentially with a ladle, with a matzekes, dechashiv ki Kli Sheni. Ultimately, Tosis says Beferish at the end of Tosis Lama Gimel Beis Avodah Zarah de Masel Kinsa. The Ri, essentially, and Shechter points out, if you look in the parallel Tosas there, the Tosas Rabbeinu Elchanan, it's even clearer that this is the issue that he's addressing. Tazre points to the Tosas, the Tosas on the side of the Amud. The Ri seems to be Beferish Masupuk. What's the status of the ladle? I'm going to stick a pan into the hot pot and pour with that. See, and the Ri says Beferish or Machmer in both directions. So it does not work. Now, sometimes it's a kula to consider it a kli rishon. Sometimes it's a chumra to consider consideration. How? If you want to do hagalah, so it's a kula to consider a kli rishon, because it means you're saying this is acceptable. You don't have to pour directly from the pot. This is also a kli rishon. So on that, the Ri was machmer. He said, no, I'm not willing to say it's a kli rishon. That does not count for hagalah. It's not sufficient. It's not adequate to use a ladle. But le'idach, he said, meligas tarnagolim. If you want to defeather the chickens, sometimes they will pour hot water after the chicken was geshachten, or pour hot water on it to loosen the feathers. The problem is sometimes that can make a treif. So the question is, let's say you haven't salted yet, and so on and so forth. So you pour it on the water. So if you pour it from a kli rishon, mamish, you dumped water from the pot onto the chicken. So that's mamish iri kli rishon. And that's mavliya kadei klipa. But how about if you just used a ladle? So maybe I should make a sikli sheni. He says, no. There are machmer to kli rishon. Bliya sisser, it's a chumr to consider a kli rishon. It's a chumr to consider a kli rishon. That makes a problem. By hagala, it's a chumr to consider a kli sheni, because it means it's not adequate to kasher. And the reason I'm not sure, so I'm going to machmir in both directions. And that is, I believe, how we usually assume, like going back to basis, going back to that tosis, we are, I believe we usually assume that we are masupuk about the status of the matzakas, and we cut both ways. However, and as a matter of fact, the Gra, by the way, that Shach, when the Kuris Akev said, look what I wrote in Simon Kuv Zayin, so the Gra there says, yeah, because we consider it like a klirishon, luchomra. The Gra says that the Farish, again, based on that Tosas. There is one situation, however, Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, in a footnote, Kuf Lamed in Perek Aleph, points out there's one case where we are makel to consider pouring out of the ladle to be Iri Klisheni and an Iri Klivishon. And he points out, I'm not sure it's quite a needle in a haystack, but he found a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is not in our Siman Shin Yud Ches. The Mishnah Berurah is in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. Earlier at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, that's the Siman about Shi'i and Achazara. Obviously, within that context, you end up making statements about Bishul issues as well. So it's the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Katan Pei Dalid, on Siv Dalid, consideration of Gimel. He's talking about the following. Shulchan Aruch talks about, can I take, it's in repeat of the Gimel, is really more of a Hilchas Bishul issue. If the cholent dried out, if I left hot water on the stove, on a blech, I have a hot kettle, I have an urn, I have water and a kli rishon. So can I pour it into the chalent? If I open Shabbos morning, I open up the chalent, and it turns out it's a little dried out. So can I pour in some hot water to rehydrate everything? So Shulchan Aruch is not so happy. Why? Shulchan Aruch says, well, the post can explain, Mishnah Berurah quotes earlier in Nosekim, who explain that the Shulchan Aruch is not happy about pouring hot water from a kli rishon into the chalent pot, even though what's the problem? The chalent pot is, where's the issue? He says, no, the problem is, if you pour the hot water into the chalent pot right after it comes off the fire, gevaldik, everything is hot, everything is mavushal, we're good. But let's say you took the chalent pot off the fire, started to cool down already. So you're going to pour hot water in, iri kli rishon, it's going to be mevashel the chalent if the chalent is below yatzo letzbo, because yesh b'shel achar b'shel balach. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah calls the Magen Avraham. That's true for the Shulchan Aruch. But we don't hold that way. And the Magen Avraham says, the Ramah here writes, oh, well, look what I wrote in Simen Shin Yud Ches. What do you write in Simen Shin Yud Ches? The answer is, as we discussed a couple weeks ago, Simen Shin Yud Ches Sif Tesvav, the Ramah says, we only are worried about Bishalach and Bishabalach if it's in Stani Lagamri, totally cold. As long as it's warm, even and not the Atzalaz, but in Bishalach and Bishal, even Balach. So that's what the Magen Avraham explains. You're going to pour hot water into, even if the challenge is only warm, but still, Ramos, Mechaber, is worried about Bishalach and Bishabalach as soon as it goes Balach and Atzalaz. The Ramah is make as long as it's not in Stani Lagamri. So that's why the Ramah is not as concerned with pouring hot water into the chalot. But then they go on to say, well, certainly if it got totally cold, if the chalot is totally cooled off, it's not really going to work. Who's eating cold chalot on Shabbos morning? You have some other tavshil that totally cooled off. You'd be willing to eat it cold, don't pour hot water in it. And then it's taka problem. It's down in Lagabra, you're going to pour in hot water from your kli rishon, iri kli rishon, you pour from your kettle into this tavshil that's cold and it may be a little dried out, and the hot water will rehydrate, soften it up, and maybe even more importantly, warm it up. That's a problem. Iri kli rishon into davar lachshon it's down lagamri chas v'shalom. We assume yesh bishul achar bishul. Now that so far so good. So far not many surprises. Until the Mishnah Shabbos points out in the Mishnah Berurah, the line he says, oh, if it's cooled off lagamre, then you better not pour from a kli rishon, you better pour al yedei kaf. Al yedei kaf. Don't pour directly from the pot of water. Stick a ladle in the pot of water and ladle the water onto the cooled off chalent. Ladle the water onto the cooled off tafshul. Ladle the water. I mean, all of a sudden now we're considering a way. Up until now we've been saying that we follow the Taz and the Shach, and based on the Tosas, the Re and Tosas of Avodah Zarah, that we are worried about, at least L'chumra, at least we're, at least Misafek, we're Machmer to consider the ladle like the Kli Rishon. And why? We understand well why. We understand well why the Taz is Marech, and why I should have made this point before. Since the whole issue is Defanos Makaros. And the whole reason, Tosas had explained the reason why Klisheni is not Mavash is because it's encased in cool, the hot stuff is in cool walls, so it's hot, but the temperature is dropping rapidly. It's not a stable temperature. Yeah, but here, if you leave the ladle itself was immersed in the soup, so the ladle itself became warm also. And so why all of a sudden here? All of a sudden here, the Mishnah Berurah is just make, oh, can't pour hot water from a kli rishon onto the tavshil shen etzdanin, but you can ladle water from a kli rishon onto tavshil etzdanin. So Shmir Shabbos says, Mishnah Berurah is very relaxed, but he says it twice. It's Sifkan Pedal, and he seems very nonchalant about it. Does not make a big deal. He says, no, don't use a kli rishon, use a kaf. And he says it again. Don't use a kli rishon. Once he says lachomer, once he says mekar din. What's pshat? What would you say? Normally, Mishnah Berurah is very much aligned to the Bein Machmir to consider a ladle l'chumra like kli rishon. All of a sudden, here, when it comes to pouring hot water on a tavshil shen etzdanin, he seems to be very comfortable in mekel. Why? Yeah, what do you say? Very good. Here, it's less of an issue. It's more than just mechzi, I believe, but it is a concern of bishul. But why is it a concern of bishul? Actual bishul, because yesh bishul achar bishul, balach. So the Shmir Shabbos says that's not pashut. That's not pashut. That was a big machlokas that we showed him, and perhaps also in the back of our minds that we discussed the other week, I believe, the Ramah is machmer only by nitzdan and lagamri. So many achronim understand where does that leave the Ramah? The machlokas we showed him whether yesh bishul achar bishul balach or ein bishul achar bishul balach. Ramah says, well, it depends whether it's totally cooled off or not. So many understand that what he's saying is, Me'ikar Adin is really mutter, but we're machmer if it's Nitzdan in Lagamri. So then we understand well. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, the ladle is a suffix. The Trumas Hadashin holds is mutter. The Re is Masupr. So we're machmer. We're machmer. Okay, it's a suffix. If it's a situation where, if it's a kli rishon, it's definitely a problem, we're machmir. But here, there's a second suffix. Even if it's a kli rishon, maybe it's mutter, because it's a, because yesh omrim that ain bishol achar bishol, even belach. So that appears to be what the Ramah is saying. And again, it works particularly well if you understand that the Ramah himself is a chumrah. Ramah is being machmir. Mekad din Ramah holds ain bishol achar bishol, even in stalag gamri is machmir. So then, okay. So then we're machmir, but not going to be mitzarif, be machmir and bishol habish balach, plus being machmir to consider the ladle like a kli rishon. That far we do not go. So again, halacha lamasa, generally, we would be machmir to consider the ladle a kli rishon, and we understand the svara, because you don't really have the defanos makaros. Again, Maril had said, specifically when you leave it in for a while, or you've used it many times, I think we're machmir even the first time. Again, by kashering, we're machmir k'sidra kli sheni, but benilcha Shabbos, we're machmir k'sidra kli rishon. Again, Shmir Shabbos points out the Mishnah Berurah seems to assume that we are not machmir k'sidra kli rishon if all you're doing is pouring on a davar lach shenitztani. So that's a discussion about the matzakes. Davar gush, another questionable situation on the border of kli rishon and kli sheni. The Shach writes in Simen Kuf Hey Sif Ches, that's in Taruvus. Simen Kuf Hey is much of Basar B'chalav, much of Hilchus Basar B'chalav is about Tam Ke'ikar and Tam transfer through heat. Simanim Tzadi, even Tzadi Aleph and Tzadi Beit, Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Dal, Tzadi Hey are all about in Hilchus Basar B'chalav are all about transfer of flavor through heat. In Taruvus, the next section of Yeridaya, so the main address of that, of Tom transfer through heat, is Simen Kuf Hey. The very, very central Simen in Taruvus. So the Shach in Simen Kuf Hey, Sivkat and Ches, he quotes that the Maharshal said this whole idea that Klisheni, you move the food from the Klishen to Klisheni, now it's Enim of Ashel, and now Ramoth Paskin's Enim of Leah. Yeah! That's if you have a fluid. That's if you have a fluid. You know, you have a liquid, it takes the shape of the container. Or you have some sort of tafshel, it's a blend of liquid and solid, but it functions like a fluid, and it takes the shape of the container. So then we understand, defanos makaros. But if I have a hot, solid piece of food, I have a hot steak, I have a hot burger, so I have a hot piece of chicken, so it doesn't take the shape of the container. It's not in a bowl, it's on a plate. Even the preposition is different. So the Shach quotes to the Maharshal, and earlier, the Iser v'Heter, Rabbeinu Yon, the Ashkenazi Rabbeinu Yon, who lived not long before the period of the Ramah, mm-hmm. The Shulchan Aruch, Shach says, Maharshal and the Iser v'Heter both assume that a dov or gush, a solid item, that came off the Kli Rishon, it is still Mavliya, it's still a tree, it does not go down to Klisheni just because you put it on a plate. And there is a Magen Avraham who appears to say that as well in Hilchos Shabbos, in Simen Sheni Ches Sivkat and Lamed Hey. He says you can't put the hot piece of, solid piece of food into cold liquid because it's going to be Mavashalit, at least the Kedei Klipa. He says it's not like pouring liquid in because it doesn't fall apart. Not exactly the same, but certainly similar. Fascinating Egletal. The Egletal points out, you know, this whole discussion in on the page of Shulchan Aruch is a late Rishonim, the early Achronim, the Yisrael Heter and the Maharshal, then you have the Nosekin of Shulchan Aruch, Shach, Magen Avraham, Egletal Kedarko. He says, it's a Mishnah in Maestros. It's a Rosh in Maestros. Rashi from the earliest of the Bali Atosis, who wrote a running commentary, the Rosh Mishans, among other things, wrote a running commentary on Mishnah Yisra'el and Taurus. So the Mishnah says like this, in the first near the end of the first parak of Masros, parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin, excuse me, parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin, you need a 90-second introduction to Trumas and Maestros. And this is the main opening topic of Maseches Maestros is as follows. In order for something to be chayiv and meiser, so it needs to cross two lines. Number one is it needs to have been picked when it had already developed enough that we're not going to consider it too unripe. Maybe it's not totally ripe, but it needs to have been picked at least sufficient ripeness, adequate ripeness. Okay, so you picked it whenever you picked it. So if you picked it too early, it's really unripe, so then it's never going to be chayiv in trumas lemaisis, barely edible. If you picked it late enough that it was already ripe enough, so then it's eligible to be chayiv in trumas lemaisis, but it's only fully chayiv once it's processed, once it undergoes gemar malacha. If I'm hiking in Eretz Yisrael, even aside Shemitah, even a regular year when there is trumas lemaisis, I'm hiking in Eretz Yisrael and I enjoy fresh carob, and there I pass by a carob tree, not the buxer, not the dried out carob that they give you on Tu B'Shvat and Chutz La'aretz that's been sitting somewhere for months. Fresh carob off a tree is much more succulent. It's not a peach, but it's tasty. So you're hiking in Eretz Yisrael and you come across whatever it is, depending on the season, a carob tree or a peach tree, hefker, no one owns it, no issue of. From a Chosh Mishpat standpoint, it's not Gezel. I can pick it, I can eat it, and even from a Easter of a Heter standpoint, I can eat straight off the tree, fruit by fruit, without taking off Trumas and Maisers. Because I'm picking it, it's fresh, it's ripe, but it hasn't yet undergone Gemar Malacha. If I take it and I process it, if I take it home into the barn, or perhaps there could be other alternative processes also, which might be koveya it lamase. Kalsman that has not yet undergone gemar malacha. Kalsman that has not yet come into my house, so it's mutter bachilas aroi, just not mutter bachilas keva. So just to pick fruit off the tree and eat, it's fine. What makes it kavua? So one of the things that's koveya is bishul. If I eat the peach straight off the tree, that's fine. But if I say, wow, here, let me pick a peach. I would love to make, I pick an apple. I say, no, I'd love to bake an apple. We'll make a fire, and we'll roast the apple over the open fire. Once you roast that apple, it requires trumas and maisers. Bishul is koveya. Okay. So all of a sudden, like the top points out, all of a sudden, here we have a new realm, a new nafkamina in the hagdara of bishul. We've been talking about bishul bas b'chalav. We could think about Bishul of Karban Pesach. We spoke about Blios. We spoke about Haga'olah. Here's something new. Bishul for Meiser purposes. And watch this. The Mishnah says in Masros, Perak Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah says you have oil, have olive oil. So the Mishnah says, you could mix the oil, if it's not yet kavua, it hasn't yet had gemar malacha, I can mix the oil into, I have, let's say, a bowl of food, a klisheni, a tamchui. I can mix the oil into the tamchui without having to worry about trumas and maisers. But I cannot mix the oil into the lefes or the kedera. Those terms should sound very familiar from the Mishnah in Parakira. Same klirish and klisheni. Here's the twist. What's the Rishonim explain? Yeah, and Rash explains. Because the din of Klisheni and Mavashal is relevant in the world of Maestros also. Even to mix oil into a Klisheni of bowl of food that I'm eating and mix in some olive oil to make it tasty, to add some unsaturated fat, that's not considered Bishal on the oil. But if I put it into the pot, into Klisheni, even though Shal Gavi Eish, that is Bishul, because Klivishim Mevashel, Klisheni Mevashel. So Bishul B'Klivishim is Kovei Elamayser, Bishul B'Klisheni is not Kovei Elamayser, Givaldik. But here the Mishnah adds a case that did not appear in the Mishnah in Parakira, and here in Masech HaShabbos. The Mishnah says, don't put it into a Kedera or Lefas, Ilfas. But you can put it into a Nosein Lachamito Ulatamachui. Avalo Yitin Lekedera Lefas. You are allowed to put it into a chamita and a tamchoy. What is a chamita? What's a chamita? So the Rambam says chamita and tamchoy are names of different kalim that you eat out of. Different kalim shniyim. as opposed to Kedera and Ilfas, which are Kalim Rishonim. The Rash, however, the Rash Mishan says, we know what a Tamachli is. Those who are learning Bava Basra know from the first parak what a Tamachli is. We know a Tamachli is a bowl or a dish out of which you eat food. But what's a Chamita? So the Rash disagrees with the Raman. He says, Chamita is Uga Daka, Ba'oda Chama Kishiyatza Min Hatanur Machlikin Paneh B'Shemen. You have a little roll. You take it fresh out of the oven and you smear it with oil. And he has a raya from a Mishnah in Tevul Yom that they also use the word chamita. Interesting. In other words, the machlok is the Rambam and the Rash. Is the word chamita a reference to a kli or a reference to a food? A hot food. Is it a hot kli sheni or is it a hot roll? What does the Eglei Tal say? So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? About Davar Gush. You see from here Davar Gush. Where's the Davar Gush in this picture? I have a chamita. According to the Rash, a chamita is a roll I just took hot out of the oven and I smear oil onto it. And the Mishnah puts chamita together with what? Together with the Tamchoy, together with the Kli Sheni. In other words, Einam Avashal. Why, says the Eglei Tal? That's a Davar Gush. He says, you see, Beferish. The Rash understands that the Mishnah in Maestros is saying Beferish, Davar Gush is a Kli Sheni. You took it out of the oven, now it's a Kli Sheni. Now it's a Kli Sheni. The Rambam leaves it open, because the Rambam said Chamita means something else. So according to the Rambam, we never took a stand on Davar Gush. But here I have a Mishnah that parallels the Kli Rish and Kli Sheni split of Shabbos, Daf, and Beis, and the Mishnah adds Chamita to the Kli Sheni side. If Chamita means Davar Gush, and there you go, Davar Gush is a Kli Sheni. Davar Gush is no longer a Kli Rishon. So the Maharshal says it's a Kli Rishon. Maharshal says Davar Gush is a Kli Rishon, but the Rash says Davar Gush is a Kli Sheni. So that's intriguing. That's intriguing, that's significant. I think poskim usually are machmir, although it really is much more nogeya in Yoredeya than in Or Chaim. It's much more nogeya in terms of blias. I put a hot piece of meat down on a milchik plate. So we're going to consider that. Or I have a hot piece of meat I took out of the oven, I put it on my plate, and then I cut it with a milchik knife. So do I say Kli Sheni enum avliya, or say no, it's a Kli Rishon because it's Davar Gush. So I think poskim generally are machmir for Davar Gush, unless there's other, perhaps other tzad in l'hakka. But the Eglei Tal points out there is, we know about the Maharshal who was machmir, but it's important to remember that the Rash was Meiko. The Rambam, we don't really know where he stands, but the Rash was Meiko. The Rash doesn't come that much in the Shabbos because Lamaiso, you're going to put a hot piece of chicken onto lettuce. The caterer is going to put a hot piece of chicken onto lettuce. So some are machmir for that. Maybe the hot chicken is a Davar Gush, it's mevashal the lettuce. It's hard to argue the lettuce is really being mizbashel. You take the chicken off, the lettuce still looks like it's very much intact. Nothing's really happened. And the chicken cools off pretty quickly. Generally, according to most, does not come up that much in Hilcha Shabbos. And again, the Eglei Tal points out, the Rash was Meikel. The Rash assumed Davar Gush is not Kli Rishon. Davar Gush is Kli Sheni. Either because he's taking a different approach to understanding Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, it's not because of the Defanas Makaris, or because it doesn't have sides, but still has a bottom. I put it on a cold plate. So it's not taking the shape of the sides of the bowl, but still sitting on a cold plate. So maybe that dofin alone is already enough. Okay, so we discussed two of the major issues in terms of the definition of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Two of the borderline issues are the issue of the matzekes, the ladle. And we generally treat it l'chumra like a Kli Rishon based on the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah. But again, the Mishnah Berurah is Meiko. Not is Meiko on the ladle if it's only with respect to a davar lach shenitz bashel v'enitz tanin, and then you have the question of davar gush, which again Eglital points out it's not only the Shach's Marshal, it's already on the other side, you have a Rash, perhaps versus a Rambam in Masrev. A lot of this, because of the third issue, which I said before, I don't want to get into now, Barichos, there is this whole discussion in Membeza Gemara, Membeza Amud Aleph, working off the Mishnah Memalef Amud Aleph, about Kos and Ambati, and that becomes Seifim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis in Shulchan Aruch and here in Siman Shein Yud Ches. Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, when it comes to liquids. So as you saw, there are a lot of discussion. The first issue, the Gemara is discussing Beisham and Beis Hillel, should be more machmer on the Ambati than on the Kos. So as you saw, the fundamental question we show in debate is the Ambati, why would the Ambati be more chamer than a, why is a bathtub of hot water more chamer than a cup of hot water? So the Ran says, well, because the Ambati, we have a fire going under the bathtub. This is a commercial bathhouse that the fire set up directly underneath. It's a Klishon. Ambati is a Klishon. The cup is a Klisheni. But Tosfos and the Rashba say no. Tosfos and the Rashba say the Ambati is also a Klisheni. Then you have to understand why you'd be more machmer. According to the Rana and the Reini Rucham, I understand we're more machmer than Ambati, perhaps because it's a Klishon. But if it's because it's a Klisheni, that already generates further discussion. The Tosis and the Rashba split over if it's a klisheni, so why are we machmer on the Ambati? Is it, as Tosis says, it's a gzeira, it's all midrabanan, or the Rashba says, no, it's mamish really chayiv. Why? Because it's a klisheni, but it's so super hot liquid. It's not just above yasla, but this is a bath, this is a hot bathtub, super, super hot. That's an interesting machlok, because that relates to the question of Lemaskana, who are we going, Aresha or Aseifa? Also relates to why is Beis Hillel Mekel, which in turn also relates to Tosfos and the Rashba discuss when I talk about Ex L'Toch Y, Soni L'Toch Hambati. What's that about? Is it because, why do we differentiate which is going into which? Tosfos says it's because they're pouring a little bit into a lot. Depends which is a little, which is a lot. That's going to drive the final temperature. So a little bit of hot water into a lot of cold water, a little bit of cold water, a lot of hot water. That's what Tosfos says. The Rashba says, no, there's no klipa. So Irui, the Rashba says, Irui klirishin is totally klisheni. Because no such thing as a klipa by liquids. You only have a klipa on a solid, pouring onto a solid where the klipa stays in place. That's what the Rashba says. Pouring cold water into hot water, that's a klirishin. By pouring hot water into cold water, that ends up being a cliche. L'maskana d'masad, those are a lot of the moving parts. There's a lot to work out. And those are the Rosh HaPrakim. Again, review the Rosh HaPrakim. I want to talk for a moment about Halach HaMais. The Rosh HaPrakim are number one, Machlokes Rishonim, Rosh Batosis versus Ran. Is the Ambati more Chamer because it's a Kli Rishon, the Ran? Or no, even because it's a Klisheni. Even though it's a Klisheni, it's still more Chamer. And that becomes a, so then why taka is this chamer if it's a klisheni? The Tosfos says a gzeir drabana. The Rashba seems to say no, this is a chiyuv daraisa because the ambati is so, so hot. That's a question of the aresha seifa, question I understand Beis Hillel, question of why do we differentiate between tzoni l'toch ambati, the ex l'toch y versus y l'toch ex. Okay. Halacha l'masa, when all is said and done. Halacha l'masa, Halacha l'maisa. With a cup, it's always mutter. The cup, it's always mutter. A cup usually is a klisheni. A cup usually is a klisheni, and that's what you have in Se'if Yud Beis. Se'if Yud Beis, Siman Shin Yud Ches Se'if Yud Beis, a cup is assumed to be a klisheni. They didn't have microwaves. They weren't typically heating things in a cup. You heat things in a kettle or in a pot or in a pan, then you pour it into a cup. So you're mafan the water from the mecham into the cup. So I have hot water in a cup. So he said, that's not an issue. I can pour hot water into cold. I can even pour cold water into a kli sheni of hot water. So that's very important. If I have a hot water in a kli sheni, I'm not worried about mixing kli sheni hot water with kli rishon hot water. So let's say this comes up all the time. Let's say for some reason you want to make warm water. Whether you want to make warm water because someone wants to wash their hands, someone wants to wash their face, you want to make warm water to be able to warm something for a baby, mashu kaze. You want to make warm water, it's very cold, and someone doesn't want to wash their hands in cold water. So you can make warm water if you mix and get the hot water from the urn or from the kettle into a kli sheni, pour it into a bowl, and then put in cold water. And it doesn't matter whether it's a... Not only if you have a lot of cold water, even if you have a little bit of cold water, add it to hot kli sheni, that's totally fine. Even though it's going to be yad saladzva when you're done. Because kli sheni ain't a mevashel. We're machmir sometimes in solids. But here in Sifya Beis, we're saying, we do assume that kli sheni absolute. We're not worried about kali abishel, and we're not worried about mechzi kimevashel on liquids. So you can even put a small amount of cold water into a big bowl of kli sheni hot water. If you have water in a kli rishon, so that already, and I want to mix cold water into the kli rishon water, so that already comes up as si'ifim yud dalid and yud zayin. So there we allow you to mix cold water into a kli rishon of hot water if you have two conditions. Number one, you're putting in enough cold water that it is not going to land at Yad Soledad's boat. That once the water hits and mixes, almost instantaneously, you're going to get to a point of below Yad Soledad's boat. So if it's not going to, if the cold water is going to, if this mixture will be below Yad Soledad's boat and it's off the fire, so then it's mutter. But to put even a lot of cold water into a little bit of hot water, but on the fire, even to leave it there for a minute, is a problem. We'll get to that more mitzvah shem after Purim. Putting things on the fire, putting things in a place where they could cook. So put water on the fire is never mutter. And they're putting a lot of cold water into a little hot water. Or to put a little bit of cold water into a significant amount of hot water, if there's enough hot water and not so much cold water, such that it will end up being out to lesbo, that's a problem. So again, I can always mix cold water with kli sheni hot water. I can mix cold water with kli rishon hot water only if it's not going to get to Yad Soledad's boat and it's off the fire. Ambati, we are machmir. It doesn't really come up for us that much. Ambati or machmir, even in a kli sheni. Lamaisa or machmir, even in a kli sheni. That bite does not come up so much, but the din of kos, that comes up all the time. A bowl is a kos. The kli sheni water I can always mix with cold water in any ratio. Kli rishon water I can only mix with the cold water if the ratio is such that we're going to stay below Yad Soledad's boat and we are shalom al gav ha'esh. Those are the three additional frontiers we discussed in terms of kli rishon, kli sheni. Last time we already discussed the major frontier of Irui. And today we discussed the matzekas, the ladle, the davar gush, and the question of water. Aboisai, afrei lechem Purim.